The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights, all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
An actress that we have not heard from in quite a while, Meg Ryan. She's back. And she's going to star in a new NBC sitcom called The Obsolescence. Obsolescence. I would have liked a better title. But the show is about a suburban New Jersey town that gets rocked by the death of a city council member. Now, SNL creator Lorne Michaels is planning to produce the series. So I think a sitcom with Meg Ryan, sign me up for that. Just change the name. The Obsolescence doesn't have a really good ring to it. So... I'm just looking forward to seeing Meg Ryan back on the screen. Even if it's TV, I'd like to see her do some more movies. Maybe she'll make an appearance in the Tom Hanks Mr. Rogers movie. I'm hoping for that, too. So check this out. You may have remembered back in August when Post Malone nearly died in a private plane. So two tires exploded on his Gulfstream jet, and one of the wings actually blew in half. And hearing a big pop, smoke rising from under the floor of the plane, that was his first inkling that he was about to die. Now, the pilots circled for nearly 4 hours to burn off excess fuel, and the idea was to avoid a deadly explosion in case of crash landing. Now, Post Malone admitted to Billboard magazine that he was freaked out. He said it was scary. If something bad was going to happen, just get it over with, like yanking a Band-Aid. But extending the anxiety for over 3 hours had him pretty shook up. And afterwards, he went on Twitter and said, "I landed. Thank you for your prayers. Cannot believe how many people actually wish death on me, but not today." So crazy stuff. I'm sure Post Malone's thinking, I think it's time, instead of a private jet, maybe I should switch to a bus. Might be a good idea, but that's the Daily Dish for this morning.